Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet right here on Metal Messiah Radio. Tonight, we're joined by my good old friend Exo of the metal band Noctum, so he could tell us what the hell is up with the band and the making of the new album. Welcome back to the show, Exo.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Exo, how's summer been going? Did you guys get to play a few shows out there?
Yeah, we played a few festivals in Spain. Mm-hmm. We played the Resurrection Fest in the north of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did two festivals as well. It was Legends of Rock.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah, and another one. There were like three really big festivals, like 6,000 people in the audience.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, so you've been keeping yourselves a little busy while you're writing this album.
Yeah, because we were finishing the album, recording mm-hmm. everything here in our city, in Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we spent all the month of August with the post-production of the album, just with the mixing and mastering, checking everything with the producer. And now I think we have like everything in 99% done. So it's like 1% remaining.
So are you guys happy with what you've done so far on this album? Or are you still tweaking it here and there?
Sure. I think, this is something that every band says before releasing a new album. But I'm pretty sure that this is by far our most professional and definitely better album, of all times, because we have all the experience mm-hmm. we gained with all the tours we did all these years on the road and composing new music. And, it contains the best elements of every album we released previously. So it contains the melody of Divinity and the hard riffs of Oblivion, but it has, in the same time, it has a different sound. We wanted an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find the same band, you can recognize the same band in the album, but in the same time, you are going to recognize an evolution of the band. So we are pretty amazed about how it's gonna react, the fans, the people, the media, and everyone, the labels, because now we have to deal with the labels about this album. We mm-hmm. have to send it to everyone mm-hmm. to know which one gives the better deal
mm-hmm.
to distribute, edit, and everything this album. So it's now next week we have to take the new photo shoot session mm-hmm. with the new image of the band.
Yay! We love photos.
Yeah. Well, indeed, I hate to take photos. It's. I really like photos when I'm seeing them.
Uh-huh.
Especially live photos. But, session photos, it's pretty annoying for me.
Of course, like, because you're a guy and you have to comb your hair and you have to...
Oh, well, but in this band, we are going to do things in a really dirty way. So...
Yay! Control dirt.
Yeah, control the amount of dirt you have.
So, Exo, right? This being like your... last part of the trilogy. Did this kind of like put a little extra pressure on you too when you guys were making this album?
Well, this is the last part of the trilogy, and indeed, it's not everything done, because we want to find the best cover for the album
mm-hmm.
and the best way to promote this album.
Mm-hmm.
We are thinking about which song can be the one that people is going to listen,
mm-hmm.
like a preview of the whole album. But yeah, I think this is going to be the favorite album of a lot of people, a lot of fans of the band, and new fans we can make with this new one. I hope we can get to the stage with this new album, because we have so many friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, our producer, from Oblivion, and this one, Daniel Cardoso, is the now is the drummer of Anathema.
Oh wow!
The doom metal band, and they are right now touring the States with Alcest and another bands. They offered us to tour, but it was not possible because, you know, Anathema, they are picking themselves the bands, and right. the genres doesn't match.
That's true.
Extreme metal with avant-garde doom metal or something. It's,
yeah.
But anyway, we want to tour as much as possible with this new album, and I hope we can get to the States because we are going to so many places now, and everything is going to be prepared, and hopefully we can get there.
Well, you know, Exo, you were saying, you know, about, you know, each album that you guys do. With each album that you do, it does just kind of automatically becomes the new favorite. You know what I mean? Even from, you know, your first one, and then the second, and then the third. Every time you do an album, everybody's like, holy shit, this is fantastic. So it's already the formula of Noctum and its fans that I'm already like, this next album is going to be fantastic, and you haven't even released it yet. You know, so...
Yeah, I hope so. Well, you know, indeed, Divinity is the favorite one from a few people. But I think with Oblivion, we hit the States. And Oblivion is like the most favorite one of the most number of fans, I think. But Divinity is a pretty special album for me. Especially because it was our first contact with the outside of Spain, beyond these barriers. So what I hope is that we can reach new frontiers with this album, you know. Maybe I think we have a few fans in Japan. We can get a little bit bigger there, or we can get a little bit bigger in the States. What I hope is that we can reach new countries we didn't play before. There are, like, you know, so many things that are being talked with our managers, maybe Russia, maybe, you know, these kind of countries we never played before.
Right. That'd and be great.
I'm really expecting to know which thing can we do. Because with Oblivion, we opened the frontier of playing in really huge festivals in Spain. Right now, I really don't like, you know, to say these kind of things, but in Spain, the extreme metal scene is pretty underground.
Right.
And along with Abulst, this band, we are the only extreme metal bands that are playing in huge festivals in Spain. So imagine the small that is the underground scene in Spain.
Right. So we got to get you guys out there into these other festivals. I mean, not just for the fans, but for you guys yourself, so you guys can experience the big difference, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And playing in front of different crowds. I hope we can get into bigger festivals in Europe, you know, with this new album. And so we can do in the States. At least start touring the States. That's one of my, you know, future achievements I want to put on the wall.
And then, well, that would be nice to get you over here and finally meet you in person, but I mean, you know, getting, that's like you said, you have your work cut out for you with your promoters and your record labels and all that, the people that could make that kind of stuff possible. You got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do, and we learn a lot into the promotional campaign of Oblivion, because every time we release a new album, we learn new things for the business, you know. And right now, we did a lot of stuff with the business. We interact a lot with so many bands. And I think we can find a way to promote this new album in the best way possible. And I hope we can play, you know, supporting or just being headliner in really good shows. I hope this goes really, really, really well.
Now, Exo, I know, I don't want to, you know, is there any date sort of-ish that you guys plan on releasing this? I mean, at least a window of time where you guys plan on releasing this album?
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I don't want to say what date are you going to release this album. But that's what exactly I'm saying. You know, is it going to be this year, next year?
Well, first of all, it was going to be this year, but we are taking our time with the bus production because we are fixing every detail, and because this album is very important for
us.
Before it's 100% done, we want to fix every detail. So we expected to have it like 1 month ago, but now we are fixing more stuff. So maybe in 3 weeks can be 100% done. And I guess because with I tell you from my experience I have with the labels.
Sure.
We have to deal with them. We have to show them this new material. And maybe I think the album can be released in the first 3-4 months of the next year.
That's what I was kind of figuring it the same way too, because of all the you know, footwork you have to do, you know, even though the album is complete, you have to get it out there. And so you're looking at artwork and stuff like that, you said, too?
Yeah, we're still working in the latest details of the album just to make sure that this album is the best one we did in our whole career. And we spent, like, most of the time of August, you know, creating the clothes, the wearings of this new aesthetic, and it's as well, it goes with the music, along with the music. It's an evolution of the aesthetic. It's like Noctem 3.0, I would say. And but the point of view of the band with the image is going to be different.
Well, that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And just think of all these, you know, merchandising opportunities you have now with a trilogy, you know, like the whole Lord of the Rings. You box sets, you know, vinyl sets, all the possibilities are endless. So actually, you know, that's kind of another little nice point there. I mean, don't forget your old friend Jet over here when you put those box sets together there, EXO.
Of course. But, you know, I really don't mind right now about, you know, putting in any box set, trilogies or something like that. I'm really caring about if people is going to react in the way I'm expecting.
They will.
Because that would mean that we did in a good way our job. And we can say that Divinity was good, Oblivion was better, and this new one is going to be even better. That's what I want. Not like, oh, well, they did it well with Oblivion, but now they are getting, you know, worse. Or isn't that they need to improve a little bit more their skills?
Nobody's going to say that. Come on. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you got better or whatever, but it's like you said, you know, you guys mature, you learn more. Oblivion was way more epic than Divinity was, but Divinity was good, you know, just because it was kind of the first in at least this route you were taking, but it was kind of, you know, raw in your sound, but the production was really done well. You know, for, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think the way that your band progresses, I'm not even worried about, you know, anybody saying something like, this was worse than the last one.
I hope not.
No, because,
but,
I mean,
you know,
Oblivion
anyway,
was, I was just going to say, it's hard talking to a woman because they keep on to talk over you.
Your turn.
But Oblivion was so epic. Now, is the next one going to be as, you know, do you think you could be so epic, or?
Yeah, mega epic, or
even
epic. I hope so. I hope people to say that this is the best album of our whole career. Of course, I know everyone has an opinion, and there's always people there that are going to say that Divinity was the best album, and other people are going to say that Oblivion was the best album, but most important thing is for us is that we think that this right now is the best album of the band,
well,
and we can promote it and believe it in this way.
Well, if you and the band thinks that this is the best album you've done in your career, then it is.
Yeah.
Because who would know better than you?
Yeah.
So we are very excited, and it's so mysterious now, and it's the anticipation, and this is from your fans. You know, we have a lot of them now because, you know, here at the station, we've been promoting you since you guys first hit the scene out there, so at least through us, you have gathered a fan following to the point now where they're all kind of antsy waiting for the new one, which is why I'm doing this now, so I could give them something until you guys release it. So, I mean, people, I can truly say, are waiting for this album with, like, this excitement because Oblivion was so epic. I still love it. I still play, you know, the intro. I don't even know how to say it to this day. Popelvar or whatever. I still play that intro.
Unspeakable names.
But people know what I'm talking about now. Because it's just, it's so epic. And it's actually one of the songs that I like to open my show with, because it's just like, you know, here I come, you know, it's just, yeah. It is really great, and it is really epic, and people get that vibe from it, and that's why people are so excited about it. I mean, just in your words, I know we're talking little bits and pieces, but in closing, right, tell people what they can expect from this album.
Well, I guess they are going to find a more black metal album, and of course this album has more atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things that fans always expected about the band is to get more, you know, darker. Mm-hmm. And of course in this album we are getting darker in the image and darker in the sound, with more atmospheres. More black metal riffs, more black metal melodies. Some melodies can remind you to the old Satyricon, you know. Mm-hmm. And we are approaching. I think we are approaching to that level of because for me, Oblivion, it sounds more like death metal. Maybe I can say that sounds in my mind.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more like more death metal. And it doesn't fit really, really, really in the same way that this one fits with the image of the band. Because this one, this time, everything goes in one direction. Everything goes, like, you know, the sound of the album, the image, and the performance we are going to put on the stages, you know, of all the shows we're going to do. Everything goes exactly in the same direction. So this is very important for us, because all the time people say that we are an extreme metal band. We still being an extreme metal band. We are not just a black metal band. Mm-hmm. But finally, this album contains more black metal than anyone we did before. Ooh. And I think this is what most people were expecting. Mm-hmm. About a new sound of Nocturne, because it doesn't lose not the melody, neither the hard riffs or fast riffs or fast drums of the previous albums.
Right.
But I could say it's more epic and darker. It's darker, faster, harder. It's better. It's the best album of Nocturne in all the senses, I could say.
Now I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you said that it's going to be, you know, more black metal elements to this one.
Yeah.
Because when you guys first started out, you were very into, you know what I mean? The whole image was very black metal-ish, you know? And then you kind of got more, but I like everything, but then I am kind of biased too. But the last one was just so epic, and then for you to say it's going to be mega epic and still have like these more of these black metal elements, I'm so excited. Are you guys already got little thoughts in your head for little videos and stuff too?
Yeah, but I think what you say is when we started out, We were like some kind of in our demos. Mm-hmm. We played some kind of random black metal, I could say. Right. Now we're playing a very own black metal, and that's what I like. Yeah, I really like the band What Time. For me, they are really, really great band. And I recently listened to their new album, The
mm-hmm.
Wild Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, they are playing a very own style. You know, you can find in them some specific skills in their sound that
right.
you can recognize in the moment. That those are what I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's very important that people listen to Noctem, and it happens the same thing, that they can recognize this is Noctem, because in three, 2, or 1 second, they can recognize this is this band with these skills, and then, you know, this is their really own sound. And that's what we want to approach,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get with this new album.
And I'm excited to hear it. And we all are. And XO, I'm going to let you get going, but thank you so much. We will definitely get you back on here once you get this thing released. We have to, or I will be lynched.
And I'd love to talk with you.
And again, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us here tonight. And, you know, best of success and good luck with all those promoters and labels and all the headaches you got coming up.